KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have light rain, 66 degrees. We look for the rain to be ending, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 86 with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We picked up 71 100ths, or just over 7/10 of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Well, strong storms moved through western and central Iowa yesterday. At around 4 p.m., emergency management in Menlo, Adair, and Guthrie counties reported 4 to 6 inch diameter tree limbs were down in Menlo. At about 4:41 p.m., thunderstorm wind damage was seen 5 miles west-northwest of Hepburn and Page County at 120th and O Avenue between Stanton and Bethesda. Emergency management reported wind damage to two large metal buildings and various tree damage. You can see pictures of those under our weather page at KJAN.com. And 2 miles southeast of Clarinda, thunderstorm winds gusted to an estimated 51 miles per hour according to the automated weather observation system. Just before 5 p.m. yesterday, thunderstorm winds gust up to 57 miles per hour, 4 miles north of Nottoway in Adams County. That was a Weather Cooperative Observer report. And at 5:46 p.m., emergency management reported power pole was broken at White Pole Road and Adair Streets in Stewart due to the thunderstorm winds. There have been no injuries reported. Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture says the USDA disaster relief package unveiled Monday includes money for southwest Iowa farmers who had stored grain destroyed by the spring's flooding. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
According to state officials, farmers in Fremont Mills and Pottawatomie counties lost nearly $11 million worth of corn and soybeans when Missouri River floodwaters swamped their grain bins. In some cases, the submerged grain swelled as it spoiled and the walls of the bins ruptured. Officials estimate more than $11.5 million worth of damage was done to 418 Iowa grain bins this spring. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says Iowa farmers have sustained significant losses from spring weather events. He says the USDA payments for stored grain that was ruined are welcome relief. The USDA is also preparing bonus payments for some farmers who could not get their flooded fields planted this spring. I'm O.K. Henderson.
More information is available in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The placement of wind turbines has become a hot topic in some areas of the state. There will be a public hearing in Winterset today on a proposed moratorium banning construction of wind turbines in Madison County for the next 27 months. Last Thursday, the Kossuth County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing about a proposed wind farm in southeastern Kossuth County. Several people in the crowd asked whether the turbines interfere with television, radio, or emergency signals. Tony Wellman, the site manager of Alliant Energy Wind Farm in Franklin County, says the company has technicians who can be dispatched to investigate.
To upgrade antennas, different things like that, whatever, the different processes for different scenarios, whatever that scenario may be, to help eliminate that TV interference.
Others in the crowd asked Wellman if wind turbines interfere with GPS signals used to guide machinery through farm fields.
The Franklin County Wind Farm has 181 turbines. All of those locations are right out in agricultural fields, so they're planting soybeans, corn, and so on under the turbines. We have not had one GPS interference on a tractor for those 181 turbines.
The City Council in Wesley passed a resolution last month asking the Kossuth County Board of Supervisors to change the county's wind energy ordinance and prevent wind turbines from being placed within 2 miles of a city. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 4 arrests. On Sunday, 39-year-old Jeremy Stephen Spahn of Glenwood was arrested at around 12:45 a.m. on Interstate 29 for OWI second offense. And last Friday, there were 3 arrests. 35-year-old Christy Lynn Bender of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Otoe County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. 31-year-old Samantha Page Jay of Omaha was arrested at the Pott County Jail Friday on a warrant for failure to appear out of Mills County. And 43-year-old John Merrill Myers of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office last Friday on a warrant for probation violation. In our funeral announcements, Darvin Lund, age 66 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Darvin Lund will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janet Plum, age 70, of Kirkman, died Friday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Janet Plum will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruce Allen Walter, age 56, of Walnut, died September 4th. Funeral services for Bruce Walter will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Walnut Community Center. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Sister Bernice Schmitz, age 95, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Wisconsin. A mass of Christian burial for Sister Bernice Schmitz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne J. Nelson, age 68, of Exira and formerly of Casey, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Dwayne J. Nelson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Care Center's Littlefield Room. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Franklin Moore, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Franklin Moore will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Charles Harris, Jr., age 93, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Charles Harris, Jr. will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Elaine Renee Barman, age 37, of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Elaine Barman will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Willard Christian Church in Willard, Ohio. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Marie Simon Kuntz, age 76, of Florida, died July 15th. The family of Linda Kuntz invites you to join them for a light lunch and time of fellowship in the Oakland United Methodist Church basement at 11 a.m. on September 21st, prior to graveside services. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Esther Lowenstein, age 93, of Walnut, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Esther Lowenstein are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Albert James Carlson, age 75, of Kirkman, died Friday. Services for Albert Carlson are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.